This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Daniel Estulin. The book is In the Shadows of a Presidency. Buy it now. Support it. Go to his website, danielestulin.com. Fantastic. Let's get right back to this. Trump talked about draining the swamp, talked about getting rid of this, whatever you want to call it, but he's surrounded by those same people. Why has Trump not fired Sessions and gone after Mueller?
That's a very good question, because Trump and Putin, they have the same problem. Both Trump and Putin, as I said before, they're right-wing conservatives, but they are both surrounded by enemies. Trump and Putin, they're alpha males. They can negotiate. They can agree on things. As I said, you know, if we have nothing else to talk about, we can talk about women. But they have a lot to talk about, and Trump said after his meeting with Putin, a few weeks ago, he said one of the best experiences of his life. You know, so these two can definitely negotiate on a big game level. But the problem is there's no one behind them to get things done, because both Trump and Putin are surrounded by traitors. Trump is at war with the entire establishment, which is why we're seeing leaking, you know, all over the place. New York Times publishing an opinion page from one of the people inside the White House, allegedly, you know, who they call themselves the resistance, as they're fighting, you know, UFOs. Then you're looking at the mainstream media, you're looking at the intelligence agencies, they're all against Trump, so his hands are tied. And people are saying to me often, well, this doesn't make any sense, this guy is psycho, you know, on one hand he's saying he likes Putin, on the other hand, he's putting very strong sanctions against Russia. It all makes perfect sense, because Trump understands he needs to win midterm elections, because then he's going to win 2020, and he's going to be able to clean the swamp. And to do that, the liberal media, the deep state, the intelligence agencies, they're putting him in a situation where he basically has to up the ante. And if they're calling, you know, sanctions on Russia, he has to double or triple these sanctions to make it look like he's holier than thou. But again, he's not really fighting against Putin, because he understands that two of them are on the same page. He needs to get rid of the swamp. And the only way he can do that and start getting rid of all of his enemies, dismantling the deep state, is by winning the midterm elections. And that's the key. Can Trump...
Okay.
And I'm not saying the Republicans, because Trump is not a Republican. He's part of what I call the Black International. Okay, but he needs to win the term, because then the United States will have a chance to be great again.
Okay, are Putin and Trump, what you're telling me, to be clear, they're on the same page, they understand what they're doing. Then where does Syria come in all this? Because it seems like a trigger, if somebody's trying to pump this up for World War III, both sides, what? What are we looking at?
Well, you just made a very good point, exactly, because again, a way out of the crisis, you cannot write off $4 quadrillion, okay? There's simply no way to do this. One way to do this is via global war. A little regional conflict between Syria and Israel is not going to solve it, which is one of the reasons, again, we're seeing so much effort being made to actually get these two into a global conflict, because of the Syrians, the Iranians, the Israelis, then the Americans get in, the European Union gets in, NATO gets in, the Russians, the Chinese, everybody gets in on the action. They're going to have a global war. And why is that important? Because people, again, are saying they can't be serious. I mean, if you have a nuclear, thermonuclear Third World War, they're going to kill half of the world's population. Maybe. But as Mao Zedong said way back when, if they kill half of the world's population, there's still the other half left, and we, meaning the Chinese, have over 1 billion people. So they will survive. So again, wars write off debts and responsibilities. And so needless to say, we are seeing how the deep state in Syria, it's not Trump who's pushing for war. It's not Trump who's trying to get the Americans to stay in Syria. It's the deep state who's fighting with Donald Trump. It's the fight to the death, to make sure that one of them can only survive. And that's why Trump is doing everything in his power to try to weasel out of this somehow. But again, the key is the midterm November elections.
This is quite dramatic. I'm really stunned, to be honest with you. Your book and how you handle this in the shadows of a presidency, this is fantastic information. Now, you said you're not really pro-Trump or what, you're looking at it kind of from afar, from a distance. But it seems like everybody in the world should be pro-Trump from what you said, no?
Everybody. everybody in the world should be pro-Trump, but because most people are not on friendly terms with their brain, they simply have been taken in by all this propaganda. All the stuff we're seeing, which is peripheral stuff, you know, Trump being on a bed in Moscow and St. Petersburg, you know, all the stuff you're seeing in the media, it's all claptrap. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything at all. The situation, the background to this entire story that we're seeing is the collapse of the global financial model. There are three dates in the 20th century, which we can say key economic data, period. 1913, the creation of the Federal Reserve, 1944, Bretton Woods, and 1981, Reaganomics. But because the entire edifice of the system, which has been in place for so long, is crumbling, they're desperate to come up with a solution, and they can't. And Trump is this once-in-a-lifetime event, you know, against all odds, somebody who comes along who has absolutely nothing to do with what, you know, commonly established left-right divide, which is, again, controlled by the same people. So it's very important to understand that it's not I'm a pro against Trump. Anybody who is on friendly terms with their brain has to understand that Trump is far better for the world peace and stability than Hillary Clinton.
All right, quickly, I want to divert just a second. Kavanaugh was the recent Supreme Court nomination in America. Now, he was very close with the Bushes. His wife was even secretary to Baby Bush. I don't like the guy. He's very unconstitutional to me. I am alarmed. Is Trump, did he nominate him almost to a nod to that part because he's trying to rally support to throw in everything to win these elections, or what? Why is he
I don't think we know. But the point is, again, a lot of the things that we're seeing, people saying this guy's insane, it makes no sense, his decisions, you know, he's contradicting himself left, right, and center. He's not. He's just fighting the deep state. So a lot of the things which it looks like is actually being done in the name of Trump are not. It's Trump's way to react to this, you know, persistent attack from the deep state, the liberal banking financier order. I don't know who nominated this guy, who made him nominated, but we know from previous actions, okay, that the war is not Trump against Putin. It's not the United States against Russia, because if it's the United States against Russia, please explain to me Clinton against Trump, Antifa against the police, Black Lives Matter. You have the, you know, the civil war going on in the United States, National Rifle Association against all these people, the student movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not countries at war today. It's global projects. And in these global projects, the fight is for survival in the short term, because there is no long term. Because, again, unless we can come up with an alternative economic model, this entire edifice is going to collapse onto itself.
Now, this seems like just very unsteady times, to say the least. I asked you during the break, I thought it was interesting, should I be buying gold and silver? What should I be looking to stabilize myself here if I could?
Well, I think it's important to understand that one day you can easily wake up and the entire, you know, the banks are going to be closed and the money is going to be gone. Definitely. I'm not an investment banker, so if you are going to buy something, buy physical gold. You can buy it, you know, in small quantities or large quantities, but physical, not paper, because, again, paper is going to disappear. Money is going to disappear. Banks are going to close. And then what are you going to do? You want physical gold. You want silver if you don't have a lot of money, because, again, the difference between gold and silver is one is about 1,200 or whatever it is today, dollars per ounce, and the other one is $14 or $15 per ounce. So needless to say, for $1,000, you can buy a lot more as far as quantity and weight, silver, than gold. But you don't want to be carrying, you know, kilos on kilos of this metal around.
Yes. How precarious is this? Food, obviously, my family has Numana food storage. We sell food storage. People should be pairing that way. Water filters. I mean, should we be looking for the whole nine yards?
Because, you know, one of the reasons why what we're seeing right now, today in the United States, the purchasing capacity of America is at a 1958 level. When you're going to have a collapse of the economy, this is going to go back. These numbers are going to go back. The purchasing ability of Americans, it's going to roll back to the 1920s of the 20th century, with a very small difference. In the 1920s, I think 40% of America was, or 50 or 60, I can't remember the exact number, was agriculture. And the biggest city in America was New York, with a population of 2 million people. How are you going to survive today in America with a salary from the 1920s, with a population in New York City of 15 or whatever it is, million people, and only 3% of people actually living off the land? whether it's in Russia, that number is close to 40, 39.3%. So obviously, if you can have land, if you can have food, if you can save on that, it's very, very important, because things are going to come, you know, fast and heavy, and we simply not going to have time to react. And why are people not reacting? Because, you know, they think that they've seen this before on television, you know, Hollywood, and somebody is going to come along, a great president, you know, in a big airplane, you know, with the cavalry, and they're going to save the day from the bad Ruskies or the bad aliens or that whoever, you know, whoever it is that's bad in that film. But unfortunately, the reality is different. The world, the entire world, is on the verge of economic collapse. And when that happens, you know, God help us.
Okay, quickly, we have a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. One, I want to say thank you for staying over. Fantastic. Quickly.
It's my pleasure.
No matter whose side wins here, the Trump whatever plan, the old banking industry, the finance plan where they're basically using people, it sounds like we're going to go through an economic collapse and economic upheaval. It's almost inevitable. No, what?
It's inevitable. You know, as we come to the second half of 2018, you know, the heat has been turned up dramatically. The financial coup d'etat, you know, it drained trillions of dollars of assets from sovereign governments, pension funds, you know, community and municipal institutions, et cetera, et cetera. So the debt growth model is over, and the cost of capital for these existing institutions is rising. What remains is the in the existing institutions are liabilities. So, you know, what we're seeing right now is an acceleration of controlled demolition of existing liabilities as pension funds, insurance companies, businesses, they must renegotiate or abrogate their contracts. And so the most important question before the United States, and with this I finish, is whether or not the country will re-engineer the return on investment to taxpayers of government investment, credit contracts, appropriations, and regulations from a negative to a positive return. If they do, then the United States will create explosive growth. And if they don't, the country is in for a very long, harsh financial squeeze, at best, or civil war at worst. Perhaps even a repeat of what we saw back in Russia from the 1990s called the Rape of Russia. In other words, what we saw happen in Russia in the lawless 1990s will be coming home to America. We've lived through it, so we know what it is, or we are prepared for it. But the United States has never lived through anything like it, and you're terribly unprepared for what's coming.
The book is In the Shadows of a Presidency. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fantastic look at these, I mean, larger-than-life, huge, atlas-shrugged-type moments we have right now. Daniel, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. God bless you. I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Wow. I got to wrap my brain around that. I got to go back and listen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on the line right now. This is not drama. This is not hyperbole. It is all on the line right now. Kenneth Hansen on the other side. Stay tuned.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I want to tell our next guest, thank you so much for waiting patiently while we had Daniel go over a little bit. Kenneth Hansen, Dr. Kenneth Hansen. We've never had him on the broadcast before. We're very pleased to have him now. He's kind of a real-life Indiana Jones type. He's a dynamic author. He's written several books, a lecturer. He's founder of Treasures in Time. TreasuresInTime.org is his website, TreasuresInTime.org. Also a YouTube channel. You can look up Kenneth Hansen and see many of his videos. He's done digs, archaeological digs, in many of the most politically charged regions in the world, and some of the most interesting biblical-type archaeology you can imagine. We are excited to have him on. Kenneth Hansen, Dr. Hansen, welcome to the Power Hour.
Good to be with you, and a warm shalom from the University of Central Florida in Orlando.
Right by you and Mickey Mouse, I guess, huh?
Yeah. We associate with him a lot, especially our students.
Very good. Excited to have you on to talk about kind of this, really, this Indiana Jones type stuff. Let's talk about the Dead Sea Scrolls. You're somewhat of an expert on that. You've written about it extensively. Tell us about the history of it, what we need to know about the Dead Sea Scrolls.
I like to tell people you could not make this up. And yeah, it's better than Indiana Jones. It all started back in the late spring or early summer of 1947, just a couple years after the end of World War II. It's the lowest spot on the face of the earth. We're talking about the Dead Sea. This is more than 1,200 feet below the level of the Mediterranean. Forget Death Valley. This is utterly parched, barren, desolate territory. Just a few desert shrubs and bushes and a few flocks of goats who feed on them. And of course, we got the Bedouin rummaging around out there, as they've done for thousands of years. Bedouin shepherds in their Bedouin tents. And they're basically sheep and goat herders. And one afternoon, there's a young Bedouin goat herder by the name of Muhammad Ad-Dib is his name. And he's out there tending his flock of goats and realizes one of his goats has gone missing from the rest. So he leaves this block, and he goes searching through a series of caves, lonely desert caves that just pockmark the cliffs that rise up from the western shore of the Dead Sea, imagining maybe his goat has gone astray into one of them. Doesn't find any animal, but after a while, in desperation, he starts throwing stones into the cave entrances, one after another, hoping he'll frighten out any wayward beast into the open. And when he lets loose one stone in particular, his ears are pricked by a most curious sound. It's like something deep inside that cave is breaking, cracking. Sounds like breaking pottery. And he hauls his torso halfway up the side of that cliff and squeezes through the very narrow cave entrance, and he's confronted by a whole series of big earthenware jars leaning up against the inner wall of that cave, and his stone has struck one of them. He manages to muster his courage and starts rifling through the jars, prying the lids off one after another. They are empty, except one. There's a big bundle of something inside one of those jars, covered over by a sort of flaxen material that's falling apart. He has no idea what he's found, hauls it out of that jar, forgets about his goat, goes back to his Bedouin campsite, and you can just get this picture in your mind. There that night by the fire of the Bedouin, they pull away this flaxen cover, and they're greeted by several pieces of sadly decaying parchment material, covered over by a chicken scratch sort of writing that they can't read at all. The Bedouin's native tongue is, of course, Arabic. And this is written in ancient Hebrew. And they have no idea what they have found. But they take their discoveries and start hawking them around to various locations. They take them in particular to the Shuk, which is the open marketplace in a little town called Bethlehem. And they find a little shop, general store, owned and operated by a part-time cobbler, part-time antiquities dealer. His name is Kondo, and they sell him a few of these scrolls. This dealer, he doesn't know what he's bought either. He also reads only Arabic. But that is the beginning of the saga of the Dead Sea Scrolls. They turn out to be the most important archaeological find of the 20th century, maybe ever, and that's only the beginning. Because after that, they pass from hand to hand, and then an archbishop in Jerusalem buys some of them, and then a professor from the Hebrew University, who is Israeli, born in this land, receives a little scrap of this parchment through a chain-link fence that divides East and West Jerusalem, because the city is divided in those days. It's like a no-man's land. Again, you could not make this up. You got a professor receiving through the chain link in no-man's land.
Oh, my word.
Little fragment of parchment.
Hold that thought. We'll get to the other side. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, a couple of them with Dr. Hansen. We'll find out the ramifications of this, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Very good. The power.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New information this hour. 4 people have been killed as a result of Hurricane Florence. This includes a mother and her infant as a tree falls on their house in Wilmington, North Carolina. Another woman with a medical condition dying in Pender County, North Carolina, after first responders could not get to her because a downed tree was in the way on the road.
Hurricane Florence is different from those we've had before. This hurricane is going to be with us for about 2 days.
That is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who warns the slow-moving storm could hover over the state, as we saw with the hurricane and subsequent flooding in Houston, Texas. The Carolinas are just getting hammered right now by this Cat 1 storm. Thousands without power, waves washing out beaches and destroying docks, streets, houses, and cars all flooded out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Boy, history is an amazing thing, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? If you were to have a Hollywood script basically describing what you just heard, you'd think, boy, is that fiction. You think, boy, is that a bunch of nonsense. I mean,
it's fragments too far out. Yeah, they would never make it. It couldn't happen.
It's too crazy. So let's continue this, because I've never heard it in quite this detail, this story. But so it got to somebody in Jerusalem who actually spoke Hebrew or knew Hebrew, I guess. Let's go from there. And then what's the significance of why is this such an important find?
His name is Professor Elazar Sukhenik, and he's a professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. He receives through the chain link. He's there at no man's land between East and West Jerusalem. He receives a little sliver of parchment material, just a few lines on it. He looks at it, and for the first time, time somebody can read this. And he's blown away. He wants to know from the guy on the other side, who's an Arab dealer, where did you get this? Where did you get this? And the guy says, well, there's this guy from Bethlehem, a shopkeeper, cobbler, part-time antiquities dealer. He's up and got a shop in Bethlehem. And Professor Sukenik decides right then and there, I'm going to Bethlehem. Now, remember when this took place, 1947? This is before there was a state of Israel, but it's on the eve of Israel's war of independence. There's a major war about to break out. And you got a Jewish professor who makes an incognito journey from Jerusalem to basically enemy territory in Bethlehem to find this dealer. And he finds the guy. And they sit down together and they start to negotiate. And in the end, the professor walks away with almost complete scrolls that he takes back to Jerusalem, hightails it back to Jerusalem. One of them is a partial scroll of the book of the prophet Isaiah, 2,000 years old. Now, up until this time, the oldest copies of the biblical text, the Hebrew Bible, known to exist in the world, were medieval. They dated from around 1,000 of the Common Era, 1,000 A.D. or C.E. as we call it. Now he's got a scroll in his hands in ancient Hebrew, handwritten, that predates the previous oldest copy of a biblical text, talking the prophet Isaiah, not by a century or two or three or four, but 1,000 years older than the previous oldest text known to exist in the world. And comparing them, you know, we didn't even know how much the Bible had changed over the centuries. A lot of talk, maybe the whole thing was fabricated out of whole cloth, as it were. And just willy-nilly, they changed this, altered that. This was almost word-for-word identical to the copies of the text that came down to us.
Wow.
And that's just...
How surprised were they... Was he that one? It was even similar, or you know, that was so similar. And then two, what did that do? Were people doubting the Bible at all? I mean, what did that do to the archaeological, to biblical, historical community at that point?
It was so earth shattering that a lot of serious scholars couldn't even accept that it was genuine. And there is a lively forgery industry that goes on in the Middle East. Talk about Indiana Jones. You got to know what artifacts are real and what are bogus and phony. There's a lot of fake ones. And they were saying this has to be a forgery. It has to be a fake. Nothing that old survived. And how, in the end, did the professor prove that it was old as he was sure it was, just by the handwriting analysis. That's a science in itself. I can look at a piece of Hebrew text, and just by the way the letters are written, I can know basically how old that text is. And everything is telling the professor this is 2,000 years old. But how does he prove it? Well, carbon dating back then was just in its infancy, but decided to use it. And sure enough, they got a date that placed it right in the ancient world. And that nailed it. People had to come to grips with the reality of this thing. But then secondly, the professor had purchased a scroll of Psalms. Now, we think of the biblical book of Psalms, but this wasn't. They look a lot like biblical Hebrew Psalms. They sound a lot like them, but not one of them ever made it into our Bibles. An entire book of Psalms unknown to the world until 1947. And a lot of them deal with mystical, messianic themes. Whoever wrote this text, this sect who lived out there in the desert, were fixated on the Messiah to come. And that brings now Christian studies and Jesus research into the whole mix. I'm a Judaica scholar, but now I'm dealing with Jesus, the historical Jesus. This is amazing. And then, thirdly, the professor bought a very strange text indeed, also unknown until 1947, 2,000 years old. It's basically called, we have a Hebrew name for it, Milchemet B'nei Or B'nei Choshech. I'm sure you got that. But it's called in English, The War Between the Sons of Light and Sons of Darkness. The War.
Mm.
And it details a series of seven great end-time apocalyptic battles at the very end of the world. And it sounds hauntingly like a certain New Testament book you may have heard of, the book of...
The Revelation.
You got it, except it's written in Hebrew, not Greek. And it predates the book of Revelation by at least 100 years.
Where can we read these unincluded Psalms and this book about? So where can we read this? Can we go to your website and find this, or where can we read these things?
You can go to Amazon and you can pick up a book I wrote. Actually, my very first book was on this subject.
Because there you go.
The trouble with a lot of this stuff is, of course, we're dealing with the academic community, the scholarly community. I'm an academic myself, but we academics, we tend to write and speak to other academics. That's part of the problem. And the stuff is so exciting that I figured somebody needs to write in layman's language, you know, and just make these things available and tell the story of what happened and then describe and explain in language that anybody can understand. So that was my first burden when I wrote my book, Dead Sea Scrolls
at Amazon.
Yeah, Dead the Sea Scrolls Story there you go. is the subtitle. And then what I
awesome.
Started doing was creating a video because we teach at the university all kinds of Jewish studies. That's our program. But it also overlaps with a lot of Christian studies. And we started producing entire video series for our students, but they're unlike anything you ever saw. It's not just a talking head. We created a whole YouTube channel now, and you can go to that as well and find a lot of this information, a lot of this material.
Okay, a couple quick questions, just quickly. What was the date, again, on the Dead Sea Scrolls that you're putting it at?
We're talking about a whole library of ancient texts that were composed in the first 2 centuries before the Common Era, or B.C. 2 centuries between the second and first centuries B.C.E., before the Common Era, before
okay.
Jesus.
Now, another question, I kind of alluded to it, but let me ask more specific. It seems to me, you correct me if I'm wrong, in the archaeological world, it almost seems, I don't know if cover-up is the word, I don't know if that's the right word, but there seems like anything about Jesus or the Bible, it seems like that gets poo-pooed or that gets pushed aside almost instantaneously. Did these Dead Sea Scrolls, did that do anything to break through that wall?
Opened up a whole new field of study and research. Dead Sea Scroll studies. Actually, we call it Qumran studies because the location where these things were found were in and around an area called Qumran, which is an Arabic term, but it's right on the northwest corner of the Dead Sea. And it's just sent tidal waves across the whole, academic community as well. In fact, for decades, there was a whole horde of Dead Sea Scroll material that was off limits, out of bounds to everybody except a select handful of scholars. That's how you call it a cover-up. Well, not quite, but nobody could get their hands on thousands and thousands of fragments that came out
Why?
Of those caves. There was
Why?
A lot
were they
of
afraid what it might, were they afraid
might
what it might
some,
say?
There's a lot of speculation about that, yeah. But all you have to do is understand the scholarly mindsets. If I was given the most important, valuable parchments in all the world, I probably wouldn't rush right out to release them, at least until I had written my own multiple volumes of commentary on them. Everybody has to buy, and then I'm the ultimate scholar before anyone even starts their own research. That's academia. And that really is what happened in the final analysis. But what we've got in the end is a window that is open on the most formative days of Western civilization, literally, that gave birth to what we call Judaism today, what we call Christianity today, and even Islam. These are the three dominant cultures of the modern world, and they're rooted in this time period that we can now look through the looking glass and discover exactly what is going on, what is the mindset behind all these different streams that are conflicting with each other.
Fascinating. We have another segment with Dr. Hansen, pretty good segment. Let's talk about the proof of Jesus, Yahushua, the life of the Messiah, the biblical New Testament Messiah. What proofs do we have of that and some other things? Dr. Hansen, treasuresintime.org, treasuresintime.org. Stay tuned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Who's holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain?
Who is on the... Just love that song. Of course, it reminds me of Joyce all the time. I forgot to... So caught up in our great guests, remind you of all the specials that we have over at the Power Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, your purchases, your donations, your will, your prayers, that's what keeps us here. So all the Dr. Group products are on sale. 10% off all the, of course, Good Health Naturally from Robert Redfern and what have you. And the manna, of course, with being prepared, all on sale at the Power Mall. Please find a way to decide something to purchase. We need it, and we appreciate it. We'll get back to Dr. Hansen now. Dr. Hansen, this is a totally a big, such a big subject, and you tell it
very well.
We'll have to have you on again. Let's get into Yeshua, Jesus, the New Testament. Besides the New Testament text, what archaeological proof do we have of his life?
Well, I had come at this from the standpoint of a Judaica scholar in the Judaic Studies program, but I can tell you that Jewish scholars are increasingly interested in the historical Jesus, because after all, he was a Jew. Sometimes people forget that, oddly enough. And he taught like a Jew. He spoke like a Jew. And we learn a whole lot about ancient Judaism and the Dead Sea Scrolls by studying Jesus and his words. Now, did Jesus even exist? I mean, we have to deal with questions like that. There are people who claim that he did not, and there are scholars who claim that he was just a figment of people's imagination. I take the side and the position that he was a historical character, a serious ancient Jewish sage who's testified about not just in the New Testament, not just in the Christian Gospels, but also in the ancient Jewish historian Josephus Flavius, or Flavius Josephus. Here's an ancient text that we have. It came down to us in Greek, but there are hints that there were earlier versions as well. And he tells us point blank that there was a historical character named Jesus. We also have testimony about Jesus from the likes of Tacitus, maybe you heard of Tacitus, or Pliny, another ancient source, that say he existed. But not only that, when you look at text and then you compare the text with what we know about archaeology, then it starts getting really, really interesting, as well as Indiana Jones-esque. I believe that we can pinpoint more or less exactly where Jesus was tried before Pontius Pilate, in the city of Jerusalem. I lived in Jerusalem. That's how I know Hebrew. And I've been by there many, many times. And yet it's a fairly new site. It's on the wall of the old city of Jerusalem. And people go by there. They walk by there, drive in the vicinity all the time. They have no idea what they're looking at. But we've got a dead ringer site for where Jesus would have stood before the Roman prefect, Pontius Pilate, and been condemned to crucifixion. It just gives you goosebumps when you're there.
So what you're saying is, I explain that a little more. I mean, that was a big statement you just made, and I don't want it to wash over. Just a little bit more.
Exactly. Well, there's a traditional site of the trial of Jesus before Pilate. It's in an ancient Roman structure called the Antonia Fortress. And all the Christian pilgrims go there and have sincere experiences. It's bogus. There's no history behind it. It was all built in the days of, well, at least the pavement they show you was built in the days of the Roman Emperor Hadrian, a good century plus after Jesus came and was crucified. But there's another location that was all covered over by a grassy knoll, let's call it, for centuries and centuries.
Wow.
When I first went to Jerusalem as a young student, it was covered over. Nobody knew what was under there. But the archaeology keeps digging. The diggers keep digging, and they got their Indiana Jones hats. And what they've done is, what the Israelis have done, is to lower the level of that grassy knoll down a good 50 feet, all the way down to bedrock. And they had no idea that they would find an ancient gate there. This is the gate to King Herod's palace, which was massive. And there are serious remains of King Herod's palace. You want to come to Jerusalem, I'll show you. It's incredible. And nobody knew the gate was there. But when we look at the way that gate was laid out, there's no question. There's a rocky outcropping where Pilate would have sat. There's a stairway that comes up where all the crowd would have been gathered. If you read the account of the Gospels, exactly, it matches. The Roman soldiers would have been there for crowd control. Jesus would have been brought right out of that gate from the side of Herod's palace. And Pilate himself, he had no interest in staying in a musty, smelly military garrison, which is what the traditional site actually was. He would have been in Herod's palace. That's where he would have been staying. The whole thing matches up. It means we also have to redraw the path of the cross. Maybe you've heard of the Via Dolorosa, where all the Christian pilgrims
yes.
go. I'm afraid that's also bogus. Wrong street, wrong century. But if we know where he was tried, and then we've got the tomb itself, which is mind-blowing. Just within the last couple of years, there's been serious excavations in the Church of the Holy Sepulcher, which is a dark, dank, musty place. You go into it and you think, oh, Jesus was entombed here. He was buried here. I don't want this to be the place. And there is a great structure inside that church, underneath this massive grayish dome. And the pilgrims have been filing into that little cramped space for centuries, convinced that Jesus was buried here. Nobody knew for sure. Well, guess what? The whole thing was opened up. One area of it was literally opened up so that we can look down inside and see that, in fact, this is the remains of a first century tomb, exactly where it's supposed to be. Joseph of Arimathea gave it over so that Jesus could be buried there. And the uncanny thing is that the more the spade uncovers, the more little details seem to be verified that people have just dismissed before. Whether you're Jewish, whether you're Christian, as I say, Jewish scholars are just as fascinated by the archaeology of this. And a lot of serious Israeli scholars who live in Israel find themselves doing Jesus research.
Mm. Well, we got about a minute or so left. I mean, this is fascinating. Again, we'll have to have you on back for a much longer interview. But we have about a minute or about 30 seconds now. In conclusion, treasuresintime.org, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. Dead Sea Scrolls is, of course, the first book they talk about. I've written several others you can get on his website. Dr. Hansen, it's been a pleasure to get to know you.
Find the YouTube
channel.
Yeah, go
ahead. You have about 10 seconds.
Subscribe.
Go ahead.
Subscribe to YouTube. I have over 1,100 subscribers and growing, putting out new video all the time.
Well, very good. Well, everybody, it's so good to be with you, and we'll see you next week. Have a fantastic weekend. It's just every day. Look, your power, who you are, getting stronger in your place in this world is of more and more importance every single day. Conviction is king right now. Just pick something. You know, Nike's stealing our taglines. Believe in something. Just pick anything. Go forward. Do it. Do it. Do it. God bless you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.